Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we broadcasting live once again here from Birmingham, Alabama. This the 27th day of October in the year of our Lord, 2017. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast.
Amen.
I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansman. Our co-host, Minister Kevin Pierce. Minister Milton Dudley with us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, will speak truth to your hearts.
Amen.
Pastor Dan.
Amen. God bless
Amen.
You, Tony.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Good to see you guys this afternoon. Praise God. It's just a blessing to be here once again. Praise God. God has once again given us another opportunity to just to discuss his truth. And this great topic that we are discussing today, fivefold ministry.
Mm.
Very, very, very controversial and much talk about it today because some hold to the belief that the apostolic ministry is just wide open and blooming today, just like it did yesterday.
First century.
And also, amen, the prophetic
amen.
Ministry, the prophets are just as viable today as they were yesterday. So there's quite a bit of controversy about this, entire matter here. Ephesians, let's go back to our basic scripture and look at the fivefold ministries again, brother. I'm sorry. We have prayer first. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Brother Tony, since you reminded me not to get too ahead of myself.
All
here.
Right, all
Praise
right.
Praise God. Let's
all
have
right,
prayer.
We're about here.
Thank you, Lord.
Eternal God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you once again for allowing us, Lord, to come forth.
Bless you.
And proclaim your truth, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know it's a great misunderstanding about this subject that you laid upon our heart.
Yes, yes,
we
Lord.
We ask, Lord, that you speak through us with
speak
clarity,
Lord.
Father,
mm-hmm.
and reach listening ears, Lord, craving hearts, people who truly need this, which is all of us, Lord.
Yes,
each and
yes,
every
Lord.
One of us.
Mm-hmm.
Father, for we know you are in control of all, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask, Lord, that you let us not, allow us not to say anything that's untrue or not pleasing in thy sight.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be so mindful to give you all the praise.
All the praise.
All the glory.
Amen.
In Jesus' name Jesus we pray.
Amen. 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 Fivefold ministry, brother. What is the fivefold ministry? What scripture seems to give us the title of this fivefold ministry there? Brother Kevin, you got it?
Yeah.
Come on,
Ephesians 4:8 reads, starting
mm-hmm.
there, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high,
yeah,
he led
yeah.
captivity captive
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
gave gifts unto men.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now that he ascended, mm-hmm. what is but that he also
descended
first
yeah. mm-hmm.
into the lower parts of the earth?
Okay.
He that descended is the same also that ascended
mm-hmm.
up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
Amen.
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 Fivefold ministries.
And he gave some
yes.
apostles.
Some apostles.
Mm-hmm. And some prophets.
There they are.
And some evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
And some pastors
and
teachers.
Teachers.
Mm. For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes.
For the work of the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
Yes, yes.
Unto the measure of the stature
mm-hmm.
of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
Mm.
But the edifying, is that what it, that's
to
what
edifying.
That's what,
yeah.
that's,
right.
that's why God
that's
gave
right.
us these great gifts
mm-hmm.
to the church
mm-hmm.
to edify.
That's
amen.
Right. That's
amen.
Right.
To build us up
to
and,
up.
And
yeah.
bring us to that place where God has ordained that we should be. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But as I said earlier, there are much controversial brothers, controversy about this whole subject. Some hold to the fact that today, that these ministries are just as viable as they were, you know, in the first century. You know, from the beginning, the prophets all the way to now, they believe that there has been no changes. No changes whatsoever.
That's right. That's
amen. Praise God. But now, let's go back just a little bit, brother. I think it's important that we go back just a little bit and look at the definition of prophets, first of all. What is a prophet, brother? What is a prophet? What do you say a prophet is over there, my brother, Pierce?
A prophet is one that speaks for God.
Okay.
He doesn't take it upon himself to share his opinion.
Okay.
He has got the word directly from him.
Okay.
And the context of that word could be some type of future thing happening. Mm-hmm. It could be in rebuke. Anything that the Bible would say.
Yes.
A prophet would say.
Okay.
For God.
No contradictions.
No contradictions.
Amen. It would line up line on line, precept on precept.
Amen.
Okay. Tony, what is a prophet?
I would ditto what Minister Pierce just said, except okay. I would add that the prophet, all the prophets that we have examples of, speak the exact mm-hmm. words of God.
Exact right. words. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Milt?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, God's yeah. word. I mean, what he give them directly.
Yes.
That's what they spill out.
Amen.
No changes, nothing compromise about it.
So it has to line up with the entire mm-hmm. word of God.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
Why it behooves us to be students of God's word.
All right.
Because you know, we're told that we need to try the Spirit by the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to prove those that say they are apostles or prophets or teachers, you know. When I was called in the ministry, they used to call it a trial sermon. You know, they wanted to kind of try me and see whether, you know, prove me rather, see whether really
yeah.
I had a gift, you know, okay. or God had really okay. given me a word, you know.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's kind of like in line with Scripture, you know. I mm-hmm. mean, the brother say he's called to preach. Well, let's hear what
God said.
You know, and you know, a prophet is the definition of prophets varies from person to person in the body of Christ today. You know, they got all kind of conception what a prophet is. But you know, when I think about David, though, I thought about David as I was sitting down. Just a moment ago, brother. I done this here just a moment ago. As I sat down, I thought about David in 2 Samuel 23. And I pull it up. Read that for me, brother Pierce. Read that for me. You over on that side over there. Read it for me.
Now, these be the last words of David.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. David, the son of Jesse, said,
okay.
And the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of the God of Jacob and mm-hmm. the sweet psalmist of Israel.
What did he
say?
Mm-hmm. What did he say, brother?
The Spirit of the Lord spake by me.
Okay.
And his word was in my tongue.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Basically the same definition that you gentlemen have just given us just a Amen. Moment ago.
Amen. Okay.
Speaking okay. directly what God has said. Is that what David mm-hmm. said?
That's what he said.
God spake by me and his word was in my tongue, in my mouth. Not my imagination, not what I mm-hmm. think it ought to
okay,
be,
okay.
not what I dreamed it ought to be,
okay.
but God's word came directly to me, he says.
Right. Amen.
And Moses, listen, I like Exodus 7, brother. Mm-hmm. Tony, give me Exodus 7 and read 1 and 2. I like this because this is another good illustration of a prophet of God here.
All right. Exodus 7, 1 and 2.
Okay.
And the Lord said unto Moses,
mm-hmm.
see, I have made thee a God to Pharaoh.
Come on now.
And Aaron thy brother shall be thy prophet.
Amen. Mm.
Thou shalt speak all that I command thee.
Yes. Mm.
And Aaron thy brother shall speak unto Pharaoh
mm-hmm.
that he send the children of Israel out of his land.
Okay. Amen. Now we know that Moses, when God called him to be a prophet, he said he couldn't articulate. He couldn't.
That's right.
Yeah. He wasn't able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So God said, well, I'll go another direction. I'll let you be God.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
Okay.
Huh? I'm going to let you play God. You know. And the Lord said unto Moses, look what it says here. I have made thee a God.
Okay.
To Pharaoh.
Okay.
Is that what it right. said?
That's what it said.
And I'm going to let Aaron be your prophet.
Okay.
All right. And I'm going to tell you what to say.
Amen. Okay.
And you tell the prophet
that,
what to say.
That was okay. an illustration okay. of the chain of command.
Sure.
That mm-hmm. shows you there that it's an illustration on how it actually works from God
that's,
the Father
that's the
to
point.
His prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Straight
Amen.
Down the line. Right.
Amen.
And Aaron was to say only what God told Moses to tell Aaron.
Right, right.
That's right.
So God spoke to Moses, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
And he didn't tell Aaron, he told Moses. Moses being a picture of God, a type of God.
Right.
And he relayed that right down
to Aaron.
To Aaron. And he went in and told Pharaoh exactly what God had said. You know?
Amen.
And brought to when I was looking at this scripture here just a moment ago, it came to my mind when God told Moses to speak to the rock.
Speak to the rock.
Mm. Y'all remember when he told him that?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, what did he do?
He struck it.
Well, how did God react to that?
Oh, buddy, he didn't reap the benefits he would have.
Angry.
Huh? Angry. Well, wasn't it one of the main reasons he didn't go to the promised land?
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. And I mean, you know, and that was something he wanted very badly.
That's right.
But it's important that the prophet of God speak exactly.
Amen.
What God said.
What God said.
Amen. Don't add anything and don't take anything away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. And that's what a true prophet of God is. His ability to speak fluently and articulate and mesmerize people like some of these modern day prophets. You know, the gift of gab, you know, and they got the gift of gab. And that's why a lot of people are hoodwinked into following people that call themselves prophets or whatever because they have the gift of gab.
Well, Pastor, the scripture you quoted a little while ago said, try the spirit by the spirit. Mm-hmm, and that goes on to say the see if they come from God.
Oh, right.
See,
right,
that's what that's all about. About that discernment, because all these different spirits coming from everywhere else and saying and proclaiming to speak for God. And we kind of hashed that out a little bit on the last broadcast about the reason, a big part of the reason people do this, because the punishment today, I'm not going to say it's just as severe, but it's not as right now and in your face.
Not like last week we looked at that. Right. Go ahead, Brother Pierce.
I was going to say about the eloquent speaking.
Yes.
People get distracted by that because there's many examples, and Moses is one. He expressed to God that he was a stutterer. He couldn't speak.
That's right. That's
and
right.
God's concern was, well, you saying what I say. It don't matter who say it.
Yeah.
You just say what I say. That's what's most important,
because you're not saying it.
Right.
You know, even with all that, you know, when Moses told God that, God told him, said, "Who made your mouth?"
Okay.
I mean, you may be a stutter star now, but I can straighten that stutter.
That's
up.
Right. That's right, man.
I find this that when people, you know, tend to ask you different questions, like Kevin said, break room or whatever,
right,
about the Word of God or whatever, I tend to give them what God's word says.
Not my own opinion.
You know what I mean? And that's what we should do.
Absolutely.
Because we can mislead people by our opinion of what we think.
That's right.
But if we give God's word,
that's right,
then it ain't going to fail.
Yeah. That's right. And scripture tells very plain we should not be many teachers either, because, brother, you'll be here responsible.
That's right.
For giving people erroneous information, you know.
And that made me think about my co-worker, Moby. I gave him a ride up here to McDonald's up here by Mission Possible,
where
his wife can pick him up. She wouldn't have to make that long trip.
That's right.
And before he got out the car, he said, "Milton," he said, "Uncle Milton," he said, "what I owe you?" I said, "Moby, you don't owe me nothing but to love me."
Okay. See,
you see what I'm saying?
A lot of people don't understand that, Milton. See, because that's spiritual talk. But Pastor, thank you. And what really all the prophets, most all the prophets in the Bible, especially in the Old Testament, that God called, they didn't come running to God. You know, most of them had a ready excuse when God called them. Jeremiah said he was but a child.
Michael and all of them.
They didn't come running after this office.
Okay. That's right.
Okay. You know, but even, in the Old Testament, for some reason, when God moves us, and that reminded me of what Minister Pierce say all the time. A lot of times we tear down what God is building up. Vice versa. Okay. We try and build up what God is
tearing
down.
Tearing down.
The same way. Even the Old Testament. When we went into the time of grace, people, like the Pharisees, they wouldn't let the law go.
That's right.
They wouldn't let the law go. Okay. They got stuck there. Now we got people who Christ came and fulfilled the prophecies. But they still want to hold on to it.
Tradition.
They won't accept the work that Christ has really done.
Amen. But You know, Paul said that when I was among you, I was determined not to know anything among you except Christ and him crucified. Mm-hmm. He said, I didn't come with eloquent speech. You know, he wanted them to know he come in the power of God.
Amen.
And, you know, a lot of the modern day prophets, you know, they big on rhetoric and, you know, smooth talkers. I call them con men, talkers. And people are mesmerized with the smoothness of their talking rather than the power of God.
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. And
Paul made it plainly that he wasn't interested in eloquency.
That's
you know,
right.
But power, right. The power of God, you know. Mm-hmm. For 2 Peter, Milt, get a 2 Peter.
2 Peter.
1 and 20 and 21.
20 and 21. It said, knowing this first.
Yes.
That no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation.
Okay. Okay.
For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No private interpretation, but they spoke as God spoke to them, right?
Amen. That's right.
That's what we want to keep in mind is that this is not a rehearsed thing like a lot of the modern day prophets in their stage shows that they put on today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And everything is staged and everything has been choreographed and everything's been set up. Mm-hmm. But these men moved at the Spirit of God.
That's right.
That's right.
Well, it's the bait and switch, Pastor. If I can mm-hmm. get your attention on this Amani suit or this smoke I got roaring on the stage, then you know you get so caught up in the moment, in the actions, you truly not paying close attention to me. And I'm coming as a representative, as a spokesperson for God. That's where your very attention should be. But he has blessed us with something that they didn't have then. We got a word to line up with that prophet says.
To compare, more or less. Yeah, that's right. Kevin, you did a great job last week on helping us with the office of the prophets versus the operation of the prophetic ministry today. And there's a big difference between the offices. A lot of them believe the office is still in effect today.
Yes.
Elaborate a little bit on that before we look at a few scriptures on that.
Well, the office was ordained because God's word at one time was not present. So therefore, the man of God had to be present to say God's word because the word wasn't there.
Yes. Okay.
So, but now we don't need that prophet anymore because Jesus Christ himself was the last prophet.
Okay. Right.
Jesus Christ himself was the last word of God, was the word of God to speak to men.
And he brought that word to us and we were able to put that word in print.
Amen.
But you know, there are many scriptures today that, people kind of split hairs over and they constantly bickering about, and 1 Corinthians 13 is one of them, brother. Look at 13, and let's look at 1 and 2 first, 13, 1 and 2. Milt, you want to grab that for me, please?
1 Corinthians 1 and
2.
Yeah,
these are scriptures that people, you know, they still use it to say that the office is still in
open,
effect.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 and 2.
It said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not love, charity, I am become as sounding brass and tinkling cymbals.
Yes.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understanding all mysteries.
Yes.
And all knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And though I have all faith.
Yes.
So that I could remove mountains and have not charity.
Okay.
I am nothing.
Amen. So now he talked about the gift of prophecy.
The gift.
He
specified
that. But see, that's the gift. That's not the office.
Okay.
Let me tell you, let me kind of break it down to what made me understand the gift compared to
the office itself. Right.
Today, what is it that a prophet, in the way that people are interpreting it, what is it today that a prophet can do that the Holy Spirit and the Bible
and the word,
cannot
the
do?
Written word cannot. Not a thing.
What is it that this person can do?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you as a prophet come to me as Kelvin and say, Kelvin, I got something on my heart I want to share with you? Yeah, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, the Holy Spirit and the word is there to confirm what you said.
Right.
So I really don't need that from you.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
But what I'm saying is people do have the gift of prophecy to say, well, Kelvin, something's on my heart concerning a subject or something that you said.
Right.
Let me prophesy to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I would confirm what he's saying with my discernment. discernment of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Trying the Spirit by the Spirit.
Okay. But back in the biblical times, during the office of the prophet,
right.
A man had nothing to compare it to. He didn't have the Holy Spirit to move upon him.
No.
Written scripture was not there.
No.
So God ordained a prophet.
A prophet. Okay.
To come and speak to his creation, mm-hmm. come to speak to his mm-hmm. people,
his word.
On how he felt,
yeah,
God right, himself, okay. his word.
Direct word from him. From God.
Now we have the direct word from the word itself
right.
and the Holy Spirit.
In very, very imprint and very easily to be accessed. Everybody can get a copy
imprint
right
now. Imprint and inside of us.
And if any ears that's listening to this, you have to be honest with yourself. And what Brother Pierce just brought before
good,
us, that's a good question to ask mm-hmm. yourself. And if you mm-hmm. would answer yourself honestly on what is it that a prophet mm-hmm. can do
today
that the Holy Spirit
and the Word of God
and the Word of God doesn't already do. Now, if you be honest with yourself, you have to ask yourself, well, what is the use of a prophet?
Right. That's right. That'd have to be your final question.
See, Tony, you got to look at this now.
What's that?
I know you're going good. It's flowing good.
Come on.
But see, everybody don't know the Word of God.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Everybody.
Tragic situation.
And this is why so many get caught up
into this
man-made problem.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. Right. Yeah. And they take advantage of them.
They take advantage of them.
What about 1 Corinthians 13? Mm-hmm. All these are controversial, used to verify the fact that the prophetic ministry office is still in effect today. 13:8-10.
Okay.
Read that.
The charity never faileth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But whether there be prophecies,
mm-hmm.
they shall fail.
Okay. Mm.
Whether there be tongues,
mm-hmm.
they shall cease.
Okay.
Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Mm. Okay.
For we know in part.
In part.
And we prophesy in part.
Okay.
But when that which is perfect is come.
Okay. Has come.
Then. That which is in part shall be done away.
Ooh.
That's so plain. Man. How do you dispute it?
Boy, that was... That
Christ came. You got to deny Christ came.
That's amen. Stopping your track.
The fullness of grace and truth had come.
Has come.
And that same Spirit has been poured out upon us with the Holy Spirit.
And the Word. The Holy Spirit living, dwelling within us. Mm-hmm. And the Word of God before us.
That's right.
Brother, I'm going to tell you, what do we need a prophet for?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
What do we need a prophet for, you know? What about, let's look at, let's go a little further and look at another controversial scripture there. Let's see what scripture that I want to have. Look at 1 Corinthians 14 there. 14. Let's go on down. Corinthians is rich with...
1-6.
Yeah, 1-6 there.
I follow after charity.
Okay.
And desire spiritual gifts.
Oh, okay.
But rather that ye may prophesy.
Mm.
For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue mm-hmm. speaketh not unto men.
Okay.
But unto God.
Okay. Mm.
For no man understandeth him.
Mm.
Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries.
Okay.
But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification. And exhortation. And comfort.
Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. But he that prophesieth edifies the church.
Mm-hmm.
I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy.
Yes.
For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues.
Mm.
Except he interpret.
Okay.
That the church may receive edifying.
Okay.
Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you?
Mm-hmm.
Except I shall speak to you either by revelation,
yes,
or by knowledge,
yes,
or
yes.
by prophesying, mm-hmm. or by doctrine.
Mm. Brother, mm-hmm. that's heavy there.
That's fool,
that's
right?
Heavy. Yeah. That's heavy. That's heavy.
That's rich.
You know, prophesying today is just ministering the Word of God, right?
Yes,
amen.
Is that what prophecy prophesying
that's
in
it.
The church today?
That's it.
It's just the word of God.
That
right?
is just the word of God.
Hey, well, some things see it as being something, somebody foretelling something in the future.
Amen.
About what's going to happen or how you're going to be blessed. You're going to get this. You're going to get that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what Scripture is saying here. Do y'all interpret that to be?
Amen.
You can foretell what's in the future, Pastor, but it has to come, and that's only because God has given it to us.
Amen. It has to line up.
It's already written. It is written. It's already there. So all you can do is foretell. There's no more foretelling.
That's right.
The next scripture sealed the deal on that.
Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead with it then. Go ahead with it.
1 Corinthians 14:24-32 reads.
What it says.
But if all prophesy.
You got to get that all in there now.
And there come in one that believeth not, mm-hmm. or one unlearned. Mm-hmm. He is convinced of all. He is judged of all.
Mm-hmm.
And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth.
Mm-hmm.
How is it then, brethren, whether ye come together? Mm-hmm. Every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue,
mm-hmm.
hath a revelation, mm-hmm. hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying.
That's right.
If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. This is the hook now. We're comparing tongues now. This supernatural thing. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, mm-hmm. or at the most by three,
mm-hmm.
and that by course, and let one interpret. That's about three or four folks that's needed.
Right. That's right. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But
right
if there be no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church let him speak to himself and to God. But look at prophets.
Yes.
Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge.
Okay.
If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace.
Yes.
But look at this.
That is. Yeah.
For you may all prophesy. See how you are limited with the office.
Yes.
Of the prophet. Yeah.
Okay. See how you're limited with the office of the prophet.
That's right.
One man talking in one place at one time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a Christian and you got the word or the spirit and the spirit in
right.
You
can
read
share
it.
That word.
You read it.
Yeah,
you
can share that
you
word.
You read that's it to right. prophesy.
Amen.
Do you see the limit? Mm-hmm. The limit it was, the limited duty that the office is compared to the gift.
The gift in the church today.
That's at one time, the office was needed within the context of what it was doing.
Sure.
But with the gift, we
amen.
The gift of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit and living dwelling within us and the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We can all. If God has put a word in your heart, we can share that word.
Right.
And go ahead and read that last verse. I like that last verse there, Kevin.
And you may all prophesy one by one.
Okay.
Look how many other folks the prophets needed and the tongue speaker spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Just me and you in the break room, we can do this.
Yes, sir.
The
That's
Lord
right.
can move, right?
That's right.
That
Amen.
All may learn. And all may be comforted.
Okay.
And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
Oh boy.
To the prophets.
There you go.
You know, one of the most puzzling thing that I've experienced when I was first saved and coming up in the church is, you know, the old saying is, well, the spirit is on him. Don't bother him. He can't help himself. You know, the spirit is on him. It says the spirit. It says here that the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
Subject to the prophets.
That means that you can control.
That's right.
You ain't got something on you. You can't control.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I couldn't help myself. I'm preaching and you interrupt me while I'm preaching. Because God done gave you.
That sounds like another spirit, Pastor.
The tongues just being spoken. Right. Y'all ever been in the church when the preacher was preaching and somebody break out and start speaking in tongues?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Disrupt the whole service and said she can't help it. The spirit just grabbed hold of her. Ain't no such thing in no spirit grab a hold of you.
We need to grow up in the church, Pastor. We need to grow up. All this good Philly-ism type of worship, just like banging on the piano, on the organ, while the preacher preaching.
Yes.
And you don't hear a word he's saying because of all this noise around
you. Sure, commotion.
We need to grow up in the church.
Commotion.
We truly do.
Commotion. But a lot of the sanctified church, that's what they call themselves anyway, the holiness churches, the more noise and confusion look like the happier they are.
Yeah.
You know, here's one brother swinging from the chandeliers.
Right.
There's another brother that laying down on the ground, foaming at the mouth, and they say, God, purge encouraging.
The spirit must be moving if all that's happening.
And there's a sister crawling up under the chairs over there on the other side now. And I mean, it's just like a zoo.
With all that going on, everybody's attention on them. So what's the purpose? What's the use for the preacher?
It's a distraction.
Okay.
It is purely a distraction.
You know that's funny.
What's that, Mel?
You said that, Pastor.
It's a distraction, though. Yes.
And the church that Tasha went to.
Okay. Right.
And she got through ministering.
Okay. Know? Okay.
And then the pastor got up and you know
he remarks.
It's traditional church. No, wasn't no remarks. It was his turn. You
know? Okay. To put
to pour some gasoline on. And so you know he's going on and on and you know got the congregation all riled up,
worked up. Yeah, he had to work them up a little bit.
God must be him.
Yeah,
gotta be here.
And like I said, people was up, you know, praising or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to speaking in tongues.
Oh man, I know.
I told Brian, I said that's when I sat down.
Yes, Lord.
And I mean, you know, when you go to other places and you see the tradition,
right,
and
right.
how they feeding the flesh,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's something. It's a turn off to a true believer.
Amen.
Because we know what's going
on. We know
see,
better.
Our people, like you said, our people perish.
For lack of knowledge. Very true. Yeah. Amen.
Well, brother, do it concern you guys that, okay, just in the event you speaking of Minister Dudley,
mm-hmm.
this guy speaking in tongue, and just because you in this setting and in this surrounding you, amen, and everything he says. We got to answer for that.
Sure we have. Sure we
have. We will have to answer
because we are giving a consent to that whole matter there.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 5, brother. Let's look at this. 1 Thessalonians 5.
16:21.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It says, rejoice evermore.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing.
Mm-hmm.
In everything give thanks.
Yes.
For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus
mm-hmm.
concerning you. Quench not the spirit.
Yes.
Despise not prophesied.
Mm.
Prove all things.
Mm-hmm.
Hold fast that which is good.
Amen. So he trying to set some order in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let there be confusion. There's confusion today about prophesying.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
about
right.
The prophetic ministry, you know.
It is.
And it was confusion. That's why he closed out this letter here mm-hmm. by trying to tell you, brother. Now, this is what I want y'all to do. Rejoice.
Okay.
Pray without ceasing. Give mm-hmm. thanks for everything. Don't quench God's Holy Spirit in here.
Mm-hmm.
And don't despise the prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody, but like I say, you know, the church was run a little bit different than the way we run churches today during that time.
Yeah.
That was a great big difference. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Praise God.
Well, that last scripture, Pastor, he said, prove all things.
So y'all to be some brothers sitting back.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm getting at.
That's
what I'm getting at.
To correct that.
But
you bring it to somebody's attention.
You can't correct the preacher.
You can't touch the anointed.
What do you say to that, brothers? You can't touch God's anointed. Don't do that. Don't talk. You can't dispute the preacher's word.
Wow.
If he's not preaching the word of God,
that's right.
You can't.
Who can with the word? Whose word is it?
We have the obligation.
That's right.
You better dispute the preacher's word.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. But brother, you know, I believe there's a big clash today between the so-called modern day prophets and
mm-hmm.
and the believers today. You know, a clash because we are told that we are to walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
We are to walk by faith, and some of these modern day prophets. Some of the things they prophesy to people take you out of the faith realm altogether.
Mm-hmm.
It takes mm-hmm. you away from the word of God.
Absolutely.
Romans 1:17 says what? Somebody give me that quickly.
All right. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith.
Okay.
As it is written, mm-hmm. the just shall live by faith.
The just shall live by faith. What?
Faith.
By faith.
But it's not a blind faith, Pastor. See, that's the thing. It's not a blind mm-hmm. faith. It's based on the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now mm-hmm. it's not about what the prophet or self-proclaimed prophet or whatever says. Right. It's based. That faith is based on the word of God.
Can we say, for the most part, modern-day prophets, their prophecies are usually dealing with some kind of material blessing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can we
That's
say
a good
that?
Connection.
Yes.
Can we say that?
That is the connection.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, now God has promised us blessings, hasn't he?
He
grants us all things pertaining to life and what?
Godliness.
And godliness.
That's right.
But now there are stipulations there. You got to walk with God. You got to, you can't live in sin. You can't be living in sin and expect God to bless you. You can't be a lazy person and expect God to bless you.
That's
can
right.
you?
That's no, right. No, not the slothful.
You can't do that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, how can a modern day prophet promise a person these material blessings? God just showed me He's going to bless you. You don't know how this person's living. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how this person is living whatsoever. But yet and still, you're going to promise him a blessing.
The blessing.
The sad part about that, Pastor, a lot of times, they do know how that person's living.
Well, true.
And they know it's ungodly.
Yes, yes, yes. But the bottom line is that God going to bless you, but you got to bless me first.
Okay, there you go. Okay, now we're getting to
Now you're getting to these modern-day
prophets. You're
in the
heart of the watermelon now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And see, now how many of these modern-day prophets is going to speak God's word like John the Baptist did.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
yes.
Holler to the congregation, repent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Repent. Okay. This God's word.
That's right.
That's right.
John
that's
was right. was a greater prophet.
That's mm-hmm. right.
As Jesus
that's
called right. him.
Amen.
But how many of these modern day prophets is going to preach
Amen.
And speak God's word as far as repent
Praise
well,
God.
For well, the kingdom of God
bro,
is at
bro,
hand.
Mr. Dudley, John the Baptist was content with wild honey and locusts.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, the modern day prophet.
No, they got a lifestyle. They got a lifestyle that's altogether different from John the Baptist. And But let's kind of do a little summation. We're having a little technical problem here tonight. So we're going to try to sum it up here and try to We're going to pick up this. We can pick up here next week. But mm-hmm. now, let's Kevin, do you see a problem with modern day prophets versus the walk of faith that God has called us to live today? The Bible says many brothers died in faith, not having received the promise.
Huh? Okay,
right. They didn't receive the things they wanted.
Amen.
But they believed that God was gonna bless them. And anyhow. Is there a clash? Do you see a clash between the promises that they make these people today and what God's word says about faith in God, believing God, waiting on God, and all that?
Yes, it is, because the average prophet today, the modern day prophet, is promising or yes. prophesying blessings.
Yes, right.
Not the word of God.
Okay.
He's prophesying blessings,
right.
fortunes,
right.
not the word of God.
A healing in your body.
Right. You know, some type of benefit, privilege, yes. luxury.
Yes.
Something is the draw, is the word of the modern day prophet and not the word of God.
Amen. It takes a complete out of the faith walk. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, it's truly a blessing when God has revealed to you that that your blessing,
yes.
your blessing, my blessing, my greatest blessing has already been given to me.
That's right. Praise God.
Salvation.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
In salvation, what he saved me from, you know, it's enough for me to praise and worship and serve him the rest of my days.
Amen.
And
when you
have that mentality and content and to know, though, to absolutely know that this world can't give you God has promised you.
Yes.
Anyway.
And his word, that prophet's word, has got to coincide with the word
Absolutely.
Of God.
Absolutely. Got to line up directly.
That's the main point there. He's got to be in line with the word of God.
That's right.
And Milton, give him something here right quick.
You know, I'm going to read this little part of this little fly here,
okay,
what you gave us.
Mm-hmm.
It said, the challenge is our ignorance.
Okay.
Where we don't study the Bible and see what the Bible says.
Yes, right.
People need knowledge so they can see if they are being taken for a ride.
That's good.
It said, the grace of God is sufficient for all.
Yes, sir.
And what I'm saying, you know, in this particular clip in here, it talks about over in Africa,
where
it's so prevalent.
Right.
As far as the false prophets.
Yeah.
Oh, very.
Taking these people to school. Yes.
Oh, they're taking them.
And our people need to read and study and wake up.
Amen. Absolutely. Praise God.
Absolutely.
And again, we want to invite you to give us a little feedback.
Amen.
Praise God. We welcome your feedback. We know that there's many that don't agree with us on this subject, but we'd like to hear you give us a reason for your disagreement. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, praise God. Give us a call. Amen. But we're going to pick it up here on next week, God's will. Having a little technical problem today, so we're going to going to close it out at this time. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
For this opportunity, Lord, to discuss this great subject.
Yes, Lord.
The fivefold ministry. Mm. Lord, help us to bring clarity to this confusion that we have in the church today. Lord, this door that's been opened to the false prophets, Lord, who seem to be rampant today and leading God's people astray. Father God, we ask that you just help us, Lord, to be that light.
Please.
That light set on a hill that can't be hid. And we'll give you all the praise.
All the praise.
All the glory.
All the glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.